Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, racket boss Biggie Conroy reveals to Chopin, a henchman, but now he is confident of discovering Superman's great secret.
You see, Chopin, we know Superman lives in the Maplecrest apartments disguised as some other guy.
Yeah, but what other guy?
That's what you're going to find out.
How you expect me to do that?
Easy. We know his apartment has a secret closet behind the movable wall panel. So I want you to go over to the Maplecrest and find the apartment with the secret closet, see?
Yeah.
Then we know who Superman is. Now, go on, get going.
Gang, have you ever visited a newspaper publishing plant and seen the gigantic printing presses that roll off page after page of newsprint? Well, if you have, then you know how type is first set and then cast into a plate that is locked onto the printing rollers and then, once set, runs off copy after copy of pages, each exactly like the other. Well, the plate that is cast from the set type is called a stereotype. As strange as it may seem, the minds of a lot of people work just like that, too. They fix a mental picture of a kind of person and then apply that picture or mental stereotype to all people of the same racial, religious, or national background. Now, you know that no two people can possibly be exactly the same. You know that there are dark types and light types in all races, that some are tall and some are short, some are good and some are bad. So you see, you can't stereotype people. Think how many stories you've read that included characters like Irish cops or Italian fruit peddlers or Negro porters. Well, if you judged by that alone, you'd be led to believe that all Irishmen are cops, all Italians fruit peddlers, and all Negroes porters. Well, maybe some are. But I'm sure you know some Irish insurance men, for instance, or Italian accountants and Negro doctors. Use your intelligence to help you realize that people can't be stereotyped like printing plates. Judge each individual for his own personal qualities, like him or dislike him for himself. Remember that although all people are created equal, each person develops his own personality, and no racial, religious, or national group is cut out of one pattern.
And now, the adventures of Superman. During Clark Kent's absence, a burglar named Willie Snyder entered his apartment, and behind a movable wall panel, he discovered a secret closet in which he found a Superman costume. Realizing he had stumbled on the answer to Superman's great secret, his double identity, Snyder hurried from the apartment with the costume. But in the alley, he was intercepted by a police officer, and after a gun battle in which he was seriously wounded, he managed to escape to the house of Biggie Conroy, a big-time racket boss. Snyder told Conroy that Superman lived in the Maplecrest apartments, and he revealed where he had found the Man of Steel's costume. But before he could say exactly which apartment it was, he died. As we continue now, Conroy questions Chopin, his piano-playing companion, who has just returned from a special mission.
Well, let's have it, Chopin. What's the dope?
Well, we dumped Snyder's body, like you said, Biggie. Then I went over to Maplecrest apartments to case it.
Well?
It's a big joint, Biggie. 8 stories. 10 apartments on each floor. A penthouse on the roof. 3 apartments on the ground floor.
So what?
Well, that means there's 84 apartments there. So how are we going to get in all of them? And stay in them long enough to find a secret closet? Tell me that.
Well, there must be a way.
Bust in, maybe?
No, I can't pull a stunt like that.
Then tell me how we're going
to
do
it. Well, if you shut up, I'll try to figure it out.
Okay.
Must be a way to examine those apartments.
It's going to be tough, Biggie.
Look, Chopin, play me something on the piano. It helps me to think.
Yeah, sure, okay. What do you have? Swing? Boogie woogie? Or maybe some dreamy stuff, huh? Like this.
No, not that. It makes me sleepy.
Okay,
okay, Piggy. Let's see. How about this?
Yeah, it's your stuff, chauffeur. That's nice. That'll help me think of something.
Sure you will. You got brains, Piggy.
Well, stop gabbing and let me use them.
Okay.
Let's see. That's no good.
What's no good, Piggy?
Never mind. Maybe if...
Hey, wait! Hey, wait!
Huh?
Stop playing!
Hey, you think of something, Piggy?
Yeah, I think so. Get Slick on the phone.
Slick Bailey?
Yeah, hurry up.
Okay, what's the gimmick?
I'll tell you later. Just tell Slick to get over here right away. I got a job for him.
Just a minute. Hiya, Clark.
Oh, Batman, come in.
Thanks.
Well, any news?
Here it is. Robin and I have been on a grand tour of the underworld.
Yes, I know, but what
we
did you
covered the town, broke bread with all the nicest people. Sneak thieves, safe crackers, stick-up men, confidence artists, stool pigeons.
Skip all that, Batman. Just tell me, what did you find out?
Exactly nothing, Clark.
Nothing?
Nobody knows from nothing about Willie Snyder, last seen with a couple of bullets in him fleeing from a police officer.
I see.
Or if they do know, even Batman and Robin can't make them talk.
I haven't been able to pick up a trace of him either. Neither have the police. Oh, this is terrible, Batman. What am I going to do?
Oh, now, take it easy, chum.
Take it easy? How can I when that ex-convict Willie Snyder knows that I'm Superman when he has my costume?
Well, I know
that... he may be revealing it to some big-time criminals at this very moment. Or he may have already told them. They could be plotting against me right now.
Now, wait. Has it occurred to you that maybe Willie Snyder is dead?
Yes, but... Well, I don't think so.
Why not? He was badly wounded, you know. But he didn't go to any hospital or to any listed physician. So
but
what?
Have you forgotten Dr. Asa Bushmill, the famous surgeon who was forcibly taken away from the Metropolis Hospital last night? I still think he was taken away to treat Willie Snyder.
Well, could be. But that's only a hunch, Clark.
I think it's a good hunch.
Now, there's your phone. You want me to answer it?
No, never mind. I'll take it. Hello?
Is that you, Kent?
Yes, who's this?
Sergeant Haley, Inspector Henderson's office.
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
Can you come down to the city morgue right away?
Well, why? What for?
The guy was just brought in. Think maybe you can identify him.
I? But
do me a favor and come on down, will you, Kent? I'll be waiting for you.
Yes, of course, Sergeant. I'll be right down.
What's cooking, Clark?
Funny, Sergeant Healy wants me to identify somebody at the city morgue.
Wants you to?
Yes. I don't understand it. Well, let's go, Batman.
You recognize this guy, Kent?
What? Why, yes, That's Willie Snyder.
We thought so, but
you sure, Clark?
Positive. Superman rounded up this fellow with part of a gang a couple of years ago. I covered the story for the Daily Planet.
Oh, I see.
Where did you find him, Sergeant?
Under some bushes in Metropolis Park.
In the park,
wait,
huh?
Batman. Wait a minute. What possessions did Snyder have with him when you found him, Sergeant?
Come over here and I'll show you. Everything he had on him is in this table. Practically nothing.
Clark, I don't see you.
Hold it.
Batman,
sorry. You don't see what, Batman?
Well, all I see is a couple of dollars and some keys and a piece of wire.
That's all there was. The keys are master keys.
Uh-huh. One of them probably fits my door.
Sure. Now, what was it he stole from you?
Forget it, Sergeant. It isn't here.
I didn't figure it was. But what was it? The inspector wants to know.
It can't possibly help you or Inspector Henderson, Sergeant. Take my word for it. Come on, Batman. Let's go. Maple Crest Apartments, please, driver. Park Place and 38th Street.
Right.
Well, Clark, it begins to look as if your worries are all over.
How do you figure that, Batman?
Metropolis Park, where Snyder was found, is only a few blocks from where he was shot. So my guess is the guy went there to hide until it got dark and died.
You really believe that?
I do. Furthermore, I think your secret died with it.
Oh, how I wish I could believe that, too.
Well, why can't you?
Well, for one thing, my costume wasn't found with him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But granted it's true, so what?
So what? So I figure he made his way to some pals and they've got it.
Well, suppose they have. What good does it do them?
Well, none. Unless Snyder was able to tell them where he got my costume and who I am before he died.
Yeah, yeah. That's the jackpot question.
Yes, that's the question on which my career, perhaps my very life, depends, Batman. And I've got a funny feeling we'll get the answer to it very soon.
You're right, Superman. The answer is being prepared for you at this very instant. We'll be back in a moment to find out about it, gang, so keep listening.
Ever been to the Hall of Mirrors, gang? I'll bet that's one place you and your friends make a beeline for when a carnival hits town. And I don't blame you, because it's always a laugh riot to look in those trick mirrors and see the hilariously funny and weird shapes you and your friends take on. Boy, oh boy, if any of us looked in real life like we look in those mirrors, would we be unhappy? Well, did you know that sometimes cartoons and malicious stories work like those trick mirrors? Yes, that's right. They give you a cockeyed, lopsided idea of what people are really like. How? Well, it's easy. For instance, an artist or a writer will picture a character of a particular racial or religious background with a mean face and a funny accent and make him the villain of every story or cartoon. That gives readers an idea that all people of the same religious or racial background are just like that, which is exactly what the misguided artist or writer wanted them to think. But people who fall for phony stuff like that are suckers, because by simply getting acquainted with their neighbors of different races and creeds, they could easily see that the caricatures pictured in those malicious cartoons and stories no more resemble real people than the twisted image in the trick mirrors resembles you. Now, you are smart enough to understand how tricking up a mirror will distort a reflection. So you should be smart enough to see through the tricks that distort the real quality of Americans because of their race, religion, or national origin. Don't let anyone make a hall of mirrors out of your mind. Train yourself to see people clearly for what they really are.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
That's fine, Slick. Swell. All right, hop right to it and keep me posted. Yeah. So long.
What's Slick got to say, Biggie?
Everything's going fine. It's all set, Chopin.
Yeah? What's the gimmick?
Remember when Mike Hickey was running this town before Perry White got elected mayor? We had a painting and contracting company to take care of all the city buildings.
Oh, boy, was that a sweet racket. But what about it?
Well, we still got all the equipment, see? So just now, Slick Bailey, who's really got a gift for gab, you know.
Yeah, you're telling me.
He flashes his business cards and his talk, and he gets the agent of the Maple Crest Apartments, where Superman lives, to let him paint all the apartments in the building with his new fireproof paint.
What fireproof paint?
There ain't none really, Chopin. That's just Slick's gag, see?
Oh, I get it. That way Slick can get into all the apartments, huh?
That's it. Then he and the boys can go over every wall till they find the one with a movable panel and the secret closet behind it. And when they find that...
We got the answer to the jackpot question,
right,
huh?
Chopin. Then we got Superman where we want him, and there ain't nothing we can't have.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. With that information, we can get away with murder.
The threat to Superman's great secret, his double identity, and perhaps to his very life, is underway right now. What will happen as Superman, unaware that Biggie Conroy's henchmen are now in his very building, comes closer and closer to exposure? There are tense and exciting moments ahead, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen tomorrow. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 8 of The Mystery of the Stolen Costume on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.